Hey there, Prayer Warriors. Mark here. I just hope you're having just a blessed week. It's always exciting to be here. And today I'm going to talk about a particular warrior, and she is just she's impacted all of our lives. But let's go ahead and just open in prayer. Dear Lord, bless us. Just guide us, direct us. Let your grace be amazing, your mercy even more so. In Jesus' name, amen. And so what I want to do is take a look at, there's one particular verse, and we'll study it kind of for the next couple of weeks. This week we're going to talk about an individual, and then next week we're going to really delve into a number of Bible verses that are really reflected in this. And so if you want to open up your Bibles, Revelation 14, and then kind of take a look at 18, 19, and 20, I'll read this to you, and we really need to kind of think about it. And it starts halfway through 18, and this is kind of end times. This is God's wrath. This is just absolutely incredible. And so it says, "Thrust in your sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe." So the angel thrust his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and threw it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trampled outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress up to the horses' bridles for 1,600 furlongs. And so we're really talking about end times here. But I want us to kind of jump back to the 1800s. And 1819, this young woman, Julia, was born up in Massachusetts, and her dad was wealthy. They had a long history of patriotism in their family. Family had fought in the Revolutionary War. Her granddad had been governor of Rhode Island, and one of those at the Continental Congress, where they signed the Constitution, they developed the Constitution. But anyway, eventually, you know, this young woman, she married a doctor. They moved to New York City. And then, you know, on the horizon, she was very anti-slavery, as was her husband, who was a physician. And so Julia, you know, she was always felt a little stifled. Her husband was always overbearing, because not only were they anti-slavery, she was very pro-women. She's very much one of those early feminists, and she was out there leading the charge for voting rights and the rights of women. And he really didn't kind of like that. So she felt kind of oppressed, but she was a poet. Her mom was a poet. She enjoyed writing, but she was one of those great housewives. Well, so remember at the time, about, you know, starting in the 1850s and then early 1860, war clouds on the horizon, this civil war. And the Civil War really kind of started there in the spring of 1861. And it had been going on for a number of months, and they knew that it wasn't going to end quickly. Julia and her husband, he was called down because they were looking at the death rate in the war, and they were, you know, for every three men who died in the Civil War, five more died of disease. And her husband was a physician. They went to Washington, D.C. And there in November of 1861, she'd been watching Union soldiers go off to war. They were off to battle against the Confederates, the North against the South, the Union against the Confederates, the Blue against the Gray. And this was one of the bloodiest wars, and they knew it wasn't going to end, and it wasn't going to end well. 660,000 men died in that war. From war and disease, from trauma and infection. 660,000. In the Second World War, we lost 400,000. In Korea, we lost another 50,000. In Vietnam, another 50,000. In Iraq and Afghanistan, we've lost 7,000 soldiers. All of those wars combined did not match the number of deaths that we experienced in the Civil War in our own country. But she was inspired. She saw these men, and she was such a strong Christian woman. Her husband was a strong Christian man. Her family had a long history of just loving God and praying. And Julia, that night, after she saw those men walking and marching off to war, in the middle of the night, she woke up. and she'd heard them singing earlier in the day. John Brown's body lay rotting in the dust. And they had other songs and other verses for it. But no, she was inspired, and she was inspired by God that night. And, you know, all of us would say, hey, I think I'll go back to sleep, and, you know, I'll try and write it down in the morning. No, she got up that night in November of 1861, and she wrote these words. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. And she got up that night. She wrote six verses to the battle hymn of the Republic. Probably one of those amazing songs that we sing every year. We hear it. Ronald Reagan, when he was president, on his inauguration, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir sang that in Washington, D.C. He was moved to tears. He was moved to tears because of his country and his love for his country. And in addition to that, you know, others. If you saw Whitney Houston singing at Super Bowl halftime in 1991 after the Gulf War, and those men and women came back from the Middle East, and she sang that, and she sang it with all of her heart. What's even more important was when Julia Ward Howe wrote those, she wrote them from her heart, her Christian love of God. And what we're going to wind up doing is here in the next week or so, we are going to be able to study those words and really how biblical they are. And we've sang them when we were in elementary school. We learned those in glee club or choir. We've heard it time and time again. However, from Julia's heart and her knowledge of God and the Bible, it is an incredible journey that we're going to take next week into what it really meant. Because as those six verses go on, you know, glory, glory, hallelujah, as the refrain in between each of those verses. At the end of each one of those verses, she ends with, his truth is marching on. In the next verse, his day is marching on. Since God is marching on, our God is marching on. While God is marching on. She understands that, and she understands it from the book of Isaiah all the way through the book of Revelation because of the grapes that they will be stomping in the winepress and squeezing in the last days there that we read in the book of Revelation. And so we're going to study that in a little bit more detail next week. But boy, God will thunder in his place. If you have a chance in this next week, read those words. Read those words, mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And think of Julia Ward Howe up in the middle of the night, 1861, that cold November night, when she wrote these words, just for her love for God and love for those warriors. Thank you so much. I so look forward to seeing you next week. Keep your prayers going. Keep your prayers going for those men and women who are serving our communities, our country. Thank you, and have a great week.